These are the voices of Rotary.
The voices that tell our stories.
The voices that share our why.
The voices that make our lives matter.
The voices that relieve suffering and anguish.
These are the voices of Rotary that change lives.
Take a listen.
This is Karen Scully with the Rotary Club of Florence, and I've been talking with John Moore about Rotary and if he ever had like a moment where he felt like he just became a Rotarian, and what keeps him in the club, what keeps him engaged with Rotary. And I felt like he had just such an engaging story, so I thought he should share it with us.
Thank you, Karen. A couple of years after I joined Rotary, I went down to Mexico with several other club members to check up on a couple of our club's projects. While we were there, we learned that cervical cancer was the number one cause of death of women in Mexico, simply because so many of their rural clinics didn't have microscopes so that they could analyze pap smears. The microscopes only cost about $1,300 each, and there were 12 clinics in the state of Jalisco that needed them. About $16,000 was what it would take to get them. Well, the next morning at breakfast, I said to a Rotarian from New Mexico that the project was bigger than our club could handle alone, but I thought if we could get enough clubs to contribute, we might be able to get it to work at a cost that all of us could afford. And she agreed, and she said she thought she could get all three clubs in Santa Fe, New Mexico, to contribute. And I contacted the clubs in our area once we got back. And we ended up getting 8 clubs involved, 4 from Northern California, 3 from New Mexico, and 1 in Guadalajara. Got it down to where each club only had to contribute $500, which was matched dollar for dollar by each district. And so 8 clubs, $500, it's $4,000. We got another $4,000 from the district, and that total of $8,000 was matched by the Rotary Foundation to bring it up to $16,000. We made it happen. 7 years later, some members of the Guadalajara Club came up to Eureka to give us an update on that project, and they told us in the ensuing 7 years, the clinics had analyzed over 100,000 pap smears and detected cancer early enough to be completely cured in over 2,200 women. Those microscopes saved over 2,200 lives, and that was 15 years ago, and those microscopes are still working, still saving lives. Many years, and they should still be saving lives many years from now. And when you see firsthand how a project that involves 3 Rotary districts in 2 countries is saving thousands of lives 2,000 miles away, and it all started from a conversation at breakfast, you realize how truly powerful this Rotary organization is. It's just amazing.
It really is. And you know, to have a project that's so sustaining, that's what we're looking for with projects, you know, not just a one and done kind of thing. So that's an incredible project. And I know it changed lives, it saves lives, and probably it changed your life too.
Absolutely. You bet.
Thank you so much, John.
There is so much need out there. Have you ever wondered how you can help? Join us for the journey at voicesofrotary.org.